Blog Talk Radio.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
Turn it up.
You heard Good Vibes. We started the songs out with Good Vibes and some songs from Bethany Caudill. She even has some Christmas music out. You can check her out at BethanyCaudill.com. You can check me out at Amanda, D-O-W-E-L, psychic-healer.com. I'm also on Facebook. You can set up an appointment at 301-748-1090, and you can find me Amanda Dowell with one L. Or you can email starwaya@hotmail.com. So my guest, Asen, today, he is from West Virginia. He is very cool. He is a gifted clairvoyant, and he's done that since the age of 3. He's a master tarot reader. He's been doing that for 18 years. He says that helps him focus more and to kind of, you know, tune in and give a little bit more details. He's a third-generation reader. He's very straightforward. He's, like I said, a master clairvoyant. He's been a certified master psychic since 2003. He's been a certified tarot master of the tarot. He's been doing that since 1987, and he's really sharpened and mastered his skills. So he's got a master in tarot, master in metaphysics. He's a registered clairvoyant, certified registered psychic, certified registered tarot advisor, certificate as a registered spiritualist, certified master in the art of tarot. He's got a Reiki master. I do too. A Kalomani practitioner. And he's also an ordained minister of the Universal Life Church. And he says he just likes to, you know, really be focused and tuned in and straightforward. He says he'll tell you straight up how it is and how it goes. Clear answers, no smoke and mirrors, which is really good. I like a straight up reading in a reader when I'm going to see my readings and, you know, seeing my reader and having questions answered. So you can check him out at AESONKNIGHT.com. You can also call 304-584-3592 to set up an appointment with him. And our call-in number today is 347-237-5339. You can hit one on your keypad and talk to us live, second half of the show. You can also go into the chat room and ask us questions, or you can, you know, text us as well, and we'll get right to those questions. So, again, check out ASON at AESONKNIGHT.com. All right, we're going to – and hit one on your keypad if you want to ask us a question, too. That way we can take your call, or, you know, I'll look for you in the chat room as well. So we're going to bring ASON live and see what he's up to today. How are you doing today, ASON?
Oh, doing lovely, darling. Recovering, actually. But doing great. You know, I just got in, like,
yeah.
I don't know, about midnight last night from going up to Ohio to do a psychic fair. And, you know, it's Monday,
oh, wow. You
so it's
like,
office
you
day.
Sound like us. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's what we do. We get in at midnight, 1 a.m. That's
mm-hmm,
perfect 4 time to begin in at night. And, yeah.
Oh,
we do that all the time.
Oh, yeah. All the time. And, you know, so it's been fun, you know, and now I'm gearing up for the Tarot 101 class that's happening this Saturday at the Crystal Lotus, and I still have a few seats available, but not many. So if you're,
awesome.
You know, in West Virginia, want to take Tarot 101, the Journey of Soul Level 1, you'll want to hop into it.
Oh, that's
so
really great.
You know, it's all
yeah,
set
people
up.
Should really
yeah.
check that out.
Right, you know, especially since, you know, it also gives them, you know, I'm doing this course differently than I've done my other ones. I'm going to try this thing that Wayne Dyer does, where he gives you 30-day support and, you know, email access and that type of thing. Yeah, I'm going to
nice.
See how that works, you know, and then that way, you know, the students can, you know, when they hit, you know, an issue, because there's no way, granted, it's a six-hour course. There's no way I can cover every little situation they're going to get into.
No, but, you know, they could, you know, access you that way, and you could
mm-hmm.
give them some more key tips,
mm-hmm.
and, yeah, that's perfect.
Pointers,
I mean,
and, you know, like, oh, my God, you know, what do I do when, you know, the Lover's card and the Death card and Tower pop up together? Well, you know, this is
right.
what I'm going to do with, yeah.
And a lot of people freak out with that death card. You know, they think it actually means death, but it doesn't always.
Right, and it's far from death. What it's talking about,
yeah.
in general, you know, the death card itself came about from when England left the Catholic Church.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there was a lot of bloodshed during, you know, King Henry deciding he doesn't want his wife, and the Pope going, well, he ain't buying another divorce. But, you know, that's why, you know, in the classical images, you see the death stepping on the priest. It's talking about the fall and the changing of something. Well, the fall of the Catholic
mm-hmm.
Church in the English region was the death part, and the rebirth part was the Church of England. So that's where we kind of
right.
get that fit in of rebirth and changing and switching views. It has very rarely, rarely cases. Doesn't have to do anything with death.
Yeah. And a lot of people sometimes miss that. So it's good to, you know,
mm-hmm.
inform them that it could mean change, something new coming their way. Sometimes I think of the Oracle cards where the butterfly is reminding you that you're in a cocoon, and then, you know, you break out of it and you become a butterfly. That's like
right.
big changes. So, you know, you're going
mm-hmm.
from the old into the new, and you're releasing the old. So that could be like, you know, new beginnings too. It's the death
mm-hmm.
of the old stuff you don't need anymore.
Right. And it's the death of the old crap that you don't need in your life anymore.
Right. Stuff that just doesn't serve you. You know, I tell people, trash
right.
can it. You know, when
right.
they see the snake card and my oracle cards, a lot of them, you know, it has healing labeled under it. But, you know, if you really
mm-hmm.
go in depth to the meaning too, another example, he's just shedding
mm-hmm.
his skin. It's just a reminder that, you know, they're going through like the peeling of the onion. They're releasing everything
right.
they don't need anymore. So it's not bad. It just means,
right.
okay, you know, you're releasing some stuff you don't need, whereas, yeah, the butterfly is a pretty card, but it's still the same kind of idea. New beginnings,
right.
change, you know, getting rid of that old junk you don't need anymore. So, you know,
right.
I often find that the snake and the death card, people definitely freak out on it.
Well, you know, the other card that I get a lot of freak out on is the double card, know, oh my God, does that mean Satan's coming after me? I had one woman just scared half cuckoo. And I'm like, no, honey, that means that you're enslaving yourself. You know, you're being your own devil. You're dealing with your own, you're diabetic. Well, goodness, this isn't the case, but you're diabetic and you're eating chocolate cake all day. You know, it has to do with a lot of different things. You know, the cards themselves are more complex in general. Even oracle cards can be very complex. And, you know, I use Dorn Virtue's angel messenger cards. I use her.
I do too.
Oh, goodness, what, Ascended Master cards in my readings. And, you know, people look at them and go, well, I love them. And I do them in my newsletter, too. But, you know, it's like the meanings are printed on the bottom of the oracle cards. This has always been my problem with oracle cards, is because sometimes those meanings don't hold true. You know, if you got a woman pulling, I think it's Sabi Baba or something, and it talks about father and son, it actually is talking about forming relationships with the males around you and, you know, taking on that masculine energy. But it's sometimes hard for people to kind of catch that and understand that, you know, the cards don't mean, you know, there isn't a set meaning to the cards. Yes, there are defined areas. There are, you know, this energy is this way, but you can shape it in any way it needs to shape to fit into everything else. It's kind of like Legos. You know, and it's like decks in general. It drives me crazy when people are all, well, my deck's better than your deck, crap. They're all hammers, honey. They're just tools.
They're all just
learn
tools.
Learn to use them and enjoy them.
Nobody's card deck is better than anybody else's card deck. You know, it's like the oils. Somebody might say when I make them a personal blend, and like I said, I'm getting more into making house blessing blends and other stuff too. But they'll say, oh, my blend's better than your blend. Well, no, everybody's blend is different, just like cards are different, and everybody's, you know, messages aren't going to be the same. Like, you know, I'll have people that might get the same card, and they'll get all excited. Ooh, it's the same message. We get the same message. Oh, no, not necessarily. One thing could mean that I have one card in specifics. You were talking about using the messages with your angels deck with Doreen. I've used that too, and there's one about new relationships, like you're going to meet a new man or woman. In some cases, that might be a new man or woman. And in other cases, it might be you're meeting some new friends. That's what I've had happen. You know, people just misinterpret it because each card that you're laying down could mean different things.
Or it could be in general that, you know, a new partnership is being built. You know, it doesn't have to be romantic, you know. And that's what people stumble up to is they're doing a relationship on, say, a business or your career and the lovers pop up. It has nothing to do with that you're going to have an affair at work. It has to do with you're going to find that work buddy that you can just tag team. And, you know, something that I do in my classes and students just kind of get a little scared and a little freaky is I lay out the reading and I make them do, every one of them do the reading on their own, not say anything to anybody about it. And then I have them each give the reading and watching them and how, you know, one card is going to mean one thing to one person and another thing to another person and then go, okay, who's right? Y'all are. Every single one of you is right because that is your messages from your cards.
Yeah, and not everybody's cards are going to be the same, and people get so excited, you know, when they see, oh, we kind of have the same layout. Well, just because they have the same layout, just because your body has the same things or likeness doesn't mean that it's going to be the same exact reading as what their friend previous just got. So, you know, I think that's
or
really good.
Or even the same,
or even
it's
the same
practical.
Card
it's
or the same.
Yeah. You know, because it's the
and
same
the
card,
pictures,
but the same
question. Right. The pictures, I read the pictures like you do. Even in the Oracle cards, I will go beyond feeling the energy, getting the message, you know, getting the messages from their guides and angels like you do. And then, like you said, it really focuses in on, you know, what their question is. So think it's really awesome that, you know, as you're working as an intuitive and as a reader, that, you know, as you're shuffling, that's bringing more focus into the question, and you're looking at the card, mm-hmm. and, you know, everybody's things are different, but it is a good focus point.
Right. And it's a good focus point for them to get, because that's the important part.
Absolutely.
Is for them to be comfortable reading their cards, you know, and,
yeah.
you know, and it's like, I've had students figure out, because I've taken those little white books. They're wonderful for propping up your table. It's a little wobbly, you know, setting your coffee cup on so you don't get a ring on them. That's about the only thing good useful about those little white books that come along with decks.
Right. They come along to help you, but they're, you know, once you get familiar with it, you can just
right.
go out and kind of use your intuition and your own
right.
means to do it. And that's how you really, you know, develop and focus as a person, is just going out there and doing
mm-hmm.
it.
Right. And just being out there and being focused with it. And being able
and, you
to
know, practice on your friends and family first, and people that you know, and then just go out there and try
right.
it a little bit. You know, you don't have to call yourself a master till you really feel, you know, led. That's best.
Well,
and so that's
that,
why.
But, you know, well, that's why I'm working, you know, I'm kind of.
That's why your classes
know,
are so good.
Mm-hmm.
Your classes are so good because they help.
In two levels.
Mm-hmm.
Just like Reiki spoke up into levels, you know, there's level one, level two, then there's, you know, and I haven't developed the practical master level yet because there hasn't been a need for it. But if there becomes a need for it,
right.
then I'll go back to, you know, my own textbook and create the master level for Journeys of a Soul.
That's great.
Yeah. You know, so, and, you know, it'll be a good class. We've already got
I know it will be.
People, and I'm hoping to try to film it. I don't know if it'll film or not, but we'll see. And then, you know, probably not either the next round or round after that, I'm going to make it a live web event where you can actually join the class there in the web, too.
Oh, that's great. That'll be cool.
That'll be awesome, because then you'll be able to, you know, either be physically with me or you can work remotely. But that'll be
yeah.
at the Crystal Lodge in St. Albans. You do need to pre-register because we have to have your manuals ready for you. You know, this isn't a, okay, well, you know, we're going to sit and talk for 6 hours. This is, you know, I teach my classes at college, yeah, not college level, but, you know, in a, you know, you have a manual, you have extra work to do after the class, that type of thing.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love the different ways you offer them. Like, you know, you have them on YouTube. You have them, you know, where people can just access them at home. You have them live, and then you have them, you know, hands-on, so everybody can get, you know, a different way of having you live there so that they can have what they
right.
need.
Right. Well, not only that, but, you know, I can't go everywhere. You know, I can't be like Grandma Meachie. I think that woman, 10 years of her straight to Kalani, she traveled all over the world and was on the road every weekend teaching classes. You know,
oh,
I
wow.
I can't do that. I don't have the ability to mm-hmm. do that. That just ain't going to happen. You know, I can't, you know, I just don't see myself being able to be on the road that much, and I don't like flying that much anymore anyhow. So,
yeah.
I've got to, you know, we got
to
do it.
Well, sticking to the road is really good, especially if when you're traveling and doing different things,
mm-hmm.
you have a lot of stuff you have to bring with you, like,
mm-hmm.
you know, your cards and whatever else, just materials. You know, you might be worn out by the time you get there, but road travel is really amazing when you do this kind of stuff, because
mm-hmm.
you can take all your stuff, you can set up, and expos are really fun.
I love doing expos. I love doing fair, you know, psychic fairs in general. You know, we have a lady, Reverend Carol
I can't remember her last name. She does them probably one every month in different locations in Ohio. And she is an old
person. That's great. You know?
And she's just wonderful in general. But I love how she does her fairs. You know, she has a select group of psychics. And she, you know all we got to do is show up, set her table up, and we're done. You know, there ain't no posting signings, having to do all this extra stuff, you know, set up the tents and, you know, all that. You know, no, she treats us wonderful.
That's wonderful. I love it when you're busy and you can have an organizer that does, you know, such a super fantastic job to make sure you're busy, that everybody's busy and they're having a good time. Those are always fun.
Oh, yeah. Those are always fun. I always love those events. The events I don't like doing, but I'll do them, is the events where, you know, it's just like, okay, you know, show up at 9 o'clock, gates open at 11. And you show up and it's like, you'll find a spot. Okay.
Yeah.
You know,
it's just very nice when you kind of know where to go. It's nice when you just set up your table, you know where to go. Everything is pretty much, you know, laid back. Those are always the nice ones.
And those are always the comfortable ones for me. You know, because I can get in there, do my job, and get out. And, you know, a lot of people, you know, and most organizers have figured out by now that, you know, my manager, Rachel, she knows exactly what I need, and she will pre-tell you, you know, you best, you know, he needs this, this, and this, or just get out of his way and let him run it. You know, if I take my word, you know, my assistants with me, and they, you know, I can be 7 to 15 minutes with them.
Yeah. That's about how long it takes you to set up generally when you know where you're at and what to expect and, you know, all that. It's a good thing. Whereas if you're kind of, some of them are kind of not that organized and you don't know where you're going and whatever. It's a little harder, but I have my picks of ones, you know, I like. I have some that are just an hour from where I am in Springfield. And I have some in St. Louis that I like, too, that I've, you know, just known over the years are very, very good. And I stick to those because, you know, they're just like what you're experiencing with your environment. They're grounded.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's going to happen. You know where you're going to be. And it just works out. So I love that. I love kind of traveling around. And the best part is when you get to walk around and meet all the other people. Sometimes you don't get to do that.
Right. And, you know, a lot of times I don't get to do that. I don't get to go out and socialize that much because, you know, for me, my events, I'm at the table. You know, I get there, you get set up, and then the line begins for me, and it's just like, oh, goodness, where were you guys last
time? A lot of times that's what happens with me unless I come extra early and then I get to meet a few of the people and then, boom, you get started. But a lot of times it's the same way with me. You're set up, there's the line, and then you're at your table, and that's it.
Exactly. You know, and, you know, people are always like, well, don't you get to go shop during? No, I'm busy working.
Not really. I'm working. Oh. This is my job.
Yeah. You know, and I think a lot of people kind of forget that, you know, this is our job. This is what we do for a living, you know, for me and you both. We're, you know, I won't say 24-7, 16-7.
Right. If you take maybe a 15-minute break, I don't even really take that much of a break at all because I'm working the whole thing. But, you know, if you're not real busy and you say you're not busy and you walk around for 15 minutes, that's about the gist of what you're going to get because after that 15 minutes, I guarantee you it picks right back up when you sit right back down and then you're at it and people forget that. They're like, oh, didn't you get to see, you know, so-and-so over here or this over there? And I'm going, no.
No.
Unless you actually plan that out, like, okay, I'm going to take 10 minutes and go over here and then come back and they can sign up on my sign-up sheet and there's somebody there to, you know, help them sign up, you're not going anywhere. You're going to be there that amount of time. People are still going to sign up on that sheet. and that's it. That's how it goes. And they kind of space out and forget that you didn't get to see the healer over there or something that you would
mm-hmm.
really like because it's your job.
Right. It's your job. It's what you do. You just got to sit down and enjoy,
yeah.
and always enjoy, especially if it's an outdoor location or a smoking allowed location. I can
mm-hmm.
sit down and be there for like 10 hours and not even know it's happened till the next day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just, and I mean, sometimes I had one girl joke with me. She said, we don't even get to go to the restroom. We just keep going and going and going and going. We don't take a bathroom break. I do take
mm-hmm.
a bathroom break if I have to, but I usually keep going and going and going too. But that's about it. I don't really get up and walk around that much in those venues either. I might sometimes if I see something that I absolutely you know, am drawn to that I need to do,
mm-hmm.
that, you know, my guides just keep going or angels go, you need to go over there. You need to go over here. You need to do this. I might do that, but then, boy, I come right back and I'm working, and usually that's just what I do. I'm right there at the table
mm-hmm.
just working
right.
nonstop. And I enjoy it. You know, it's a good environment, good people. Like you said, it's organized and, you know, you
mm-hmm.
just really don't know time went by. So those are always fun.
Right.
And I know you like to travel, too. So.
Oh, I love to travel. I love being on top of things, too. You know, and just having, you know, fun events. And, you know, I'm already booking into, like, October of next year for events. But I've always got openings for new ones.
I've booked for August of next year, and I've booked for May of next year, and
mm-hmm.
there's two in Springfield. So those
mm-hmm.
are the ones I have down so far. So I'll be at those expos same as I was last year, and last time they had them, I'll be booking into the new year doing those. So like
mm-hmm.
you, I'm getting ready for next year. I'm getting ready for Christmas, you know,
mm-hmm.
just having fun times, enjoying everything, and I'm glad you are too.
Oh, I am, and, you know, I'm planning out next year and setting my goals and affirmations and, you know, doing all the good stuff.
Yeah, all the fun stuff.
Mm-hmm. You know, because if you take time
awesome.
To set everything out a little early, it'll actually pay off in the long run.
Oh, it lays out so much easier. It's just like, you know, having
mm-hmm.
your blanket around you and everything is just laid out on your blanket. It really works out nicely. So do you have any other events coming up besides your tarot class you'd like to announce?
Well, I've got the tarot class this Saturday at the Crystal Lotus in St. Albans. Then the 23rd, I'm going to be doing the Wicca 101 class there in St. Albans. And, of course,
oh, nice.
You know, Wednesday, Thursdays, and Fridays from 11 to 4, I'm at the Two Tinkers, so taking readings there, either walk-ins or appointments. And then from 5 to 8 on those days, I'm taking appointments and walk-ins at the Crystal Lotus. So I'm at two different shops, Wednesday, Thursdays, and Fridays. And then, you know, we get the
that
coffee shop running.
So much fun.
Oh, it is, and I love being able to, you know, be there and to interact with people and, you know, keep up with things.
That is so cool. And then you also have your radio shows, which you do.
Right. You know, the coffee shop is Mondays at 9, and then, you know, Conversations with Aces on hiatus for a while because I'm just too dang busy.
It happens. We all get busy. Sometimes with this show, I apologize
mm-hmm.
to people when I'm just out and traveling, and sometimes I can't get to a place where I can do it. But a lot of times, you know, I can. It depends on, you know, what's going on in the spaceage of the days. But
mm-hmm.
I know how you feel. Sometimes it just has to go on hiatus.
Yeah, it has to go on hiatus. You have to take time to, you know, do, you know, the other stuff. And, you know, you have to keep your schedule balanced, you know. I'm even looking not being, you know, I used to be famous for being up at 3 in the morning. I don't think I've seen 3 in the morning in months now just because it don't work anymore. And you have to be willing to shift it out and shift it into something that does work.
Right, shift it into your life and make it work and make
mm-hmm.
it work for you. I like doing parties, too. I'll go into Springfield and, you know, bless a house or do a healing session or do a reading just in town, or if I'm in town in St. Louis, you know, I'll have a few people call me. They're like, oh, you know, or if I'm somewhere in a different state, they'll call me too. Oh, you're in town. Yeah. So, you know, those things are always
I
fun,
love
but
doing
you're right. You
parties.
Have to take time.
Yep.
Yeah, you have to take time for you too. You have to take time to sleep, meditate, make sure you have food, you know, and the right kind of balanced foods, and that you're taking care of yourself.
Right, and you got to take your vitamins in because that's important.
That's right. That's right. I will always have something healthy next to me, or like a smoothie, and I've always got water next to me because I have to make sure I'm hydrated. Because I'll just go boom, boom, boom right down the row, you know, and so I can't really move.
Well, you know, it's 10 o'clock.
I just have my stuff right there. I know, and then they'll go, okay, it's time to pack up. And I'm like, it is? Really? That was fast. So time goes by really fast.
Very quickly.
Well, I will take a quick commercial break, and then are you ready to take some callers and chat people if we have any?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so we'll be back in just a minute with a commercial break. You've been listening to WGGM Radio. My guest is Asen Knight. You can call in at 347-237-5339. Hit 1 on your keypad, and we'll take your questions second half of the show. You can also type the questions in the chat room, and we will be right back after this commercial break. See you in just a minute.
Me, a cat, moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and theshelterpetproject.org.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with, all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up, like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and theshelterpetproject.org.
Shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much of love drives a girl insane. You rattle my world, oh what a thrill. Goodness your gracious, creep balls of fire. I laughed at love because I thought it was funny. You came along and moved me, honey. I drank my mind, this was fine. Goodness your gracious, creep balls of fire. Kiss the bear. Like a lover should. You're fine, so kind. Gotta tell this world that you're mine, 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 mine. Chew my nails and twiddle my thumbs. I can hear it, but sure it's fine. Come on, baby, drive me crazy. Goodness gracious, creep balls of fire.
Back to the seasons of my youth, I recall
Mama sews her act together. Sewing every piece with love, she made my coat of many colors. I was so proud of her. As she sewed, she told the story from the Bible she had read about a coat of many colors, just for an angel said. Perhaps this coat will bring you good luck and happiness, and I just couldn't wait to wear it. Mama blessed it with a kiss. My coat of many colors that my mama made for me, made only from rags, but I wore it so proudly. Although we had no money, I was rich as I could be.
WGGM Radio, and my guest is Asen Knight. You can check him out at asenknight.com, AsenKnight.com, or 304-584-3592. You can check me out at Amanda Dowell, Dowell, psychic-healer.com, or 301-748-1090. I'm also over on Facebook, Amanda Dowell with one L. And you can check out Bethany, our musician, at BethanyCaudill.com. So, again, our call-in number is 347-237-5339. Hit 1 on your keypad to ask us a question. And I'm going to bring Asen right back live, and we're going to get with it and take your callers. Welcome back, Asen.
Hello, darling. Welcome back. Let's get this rocking.
All right. So we have a chat question here from Angela. And she wants to know about a lady named Paulette. She walked in a fashion show for her in May of 2016, and she owes her a remaining invoice, and she sent her the remaining balance, and they agreed upon it, and reaching out to her has been really difficult, and she wants to know what she should do about that. She's tried reaching out in emails and texts, and it's been hard. What's going to go on with her? Should I continue to pursue this? She owes her $150.
Well, I think that you should pursue this, but I think that you're going to have to certify the invoice and give it a little scare tactic to it. Because it's not that she doesn't have money, she doesn't have money, she just doesn't want to pay for the money.
Oh, boy. I can
so
see
you
that.
You have to get a little hard here.
Yeah, so just be a little bit more forceful with her so that she can... You know, hit her between the eyes and say, look, you owe me this, and it's important, and I need it. Yeah, I could see that.
Right.
Because she's been reaching out to her assistant, and then, you know, they never got back with each other, and she just kind of fell off the face of the planet. So that makes sense.
Yeah. You have to get a little hard. You have to get a little direct.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to move on to our next caller, which is area code 857. You're on the line with Amanda and Asen. How are you?
Hi, I'm going to the chat.
You're going to the chat?
the chat.
You're going to the chat room?
Yes.
Okay.
Because the reception is it's
horrible. Okay.
Awesome.
We'll
just
find you in the... Okay. We'll go into the chat room and I'll answer your question. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you both.
Thank you. All right. I'll be looking for her chat question. We'll move on to area code 504. You're online with Amanda Nason. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Thank you for taking my call.
You're doing great. How can we help you?
I would love to get some feedback on business or love. I've been working pretty hard, and I'm
hoping
for some time.
Those are good subjects, honey, but I'll read off the questions.
Do you see anything coming up for love?
I feel so, but I also feel like it's not going to be until the first of the year. Okay? I think that, you know, they're getting out of something now, and they're going to take some time. But then they'll be along.
Okay. Is it someone I know?
No, I think they're new.
Yeah, and I feel like it's right after the new year, too, because it's new beginnings, it's a new person, and you're going through, like, a transformation between now and the new year. And so into that new year, you're going to see things are going to get better for you. So I just feel like a lot of new energy, a lot of blessings, and a lot of good things. So be on the lookout for that.
I am doing everything I can to create it. So thank you.
Oh, you will.
You will.
Thank you.
I hope so. Thank you. Bye.
All right.
Nothing. Okay, our next caller is area code 724. You're on the line with Amanda and Asen. How are you?
I'm okay. Thank you for asking. I was wondering if you guys could pick up anything or my love life.
Okay. What would you like to know about it?
If there will be a new love interest coming my way in the near future.
Okay. Yeah, I'm looking about 9 weeks, honey, so that's about 2 months.
Oh, wow.
Some time to take there to clean up some stuff anyhow.
Right, no doubt. Could you elaborate on maybe how I would meet this person?
It looks to me like you're introduced to them by an associate. You know, they're not best friends. You're not best friends with them. You know each other. And
you just kind of are acquainted with
together.
Each other, and it's a good...
Right.
Yeah.
But that person and I don't know each other yet, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Now, will this be casual, or do you see long-term?
I think it'll start casual and then move to long-term.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, darling.
All right, thank
evening.
You.
Thank you both. Bye-bye.
Our next caller is area code 678. You're on the line with Amanda and Nathan. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you guys?
Good.
How can we help you?
Great. I have a question on career employment. I am looking for work. Have some leads, and I need to get a job offer this month and start working this month. Is there anything you see positive, or just tell me what you see? Because
I think you've already talked with the company. You're waiting for your decision, and then right then you're getting another one in there. You're going to have two offers. They're going to be by the end of the year, and you'll be able to accept them. But you're going to have to decide which path you want, because I felt you have, like, a dual type of career, so you got to figure out which way you want to go with that.
What was the last part? You said something about a dual career.
Dual path career. You
dual
know,
path.
It means
okay.
that, yeah, that you can be doing, technically there's two steps in your career. You can do one step or you can do the other step, and I think you're going to have to make a choice between them.
Yeah, you'll have a choice between two different options.
And it's somebody that I've already talked to already?
I think it's a company you've already talked to. You're in process.
Will I have to go back and, well, there's only one that I'm waiting for offer. The other one, I'm just, like, at the first stage. So I assume then I'll have to go back in and go from there. I meant go in to officially interview. I'm sorry. I'm just so overwhelmed right now. Oh, my thought process is
overwhelming.
Yeah.
God. Do you see when I guess it'll start unfolding that I'll see that I'm getting hired or?
I think that you'll know by probably the 15th or the 18th.
Okay.
Yeah, the 15th really came to me strong. I got the 15th stronger.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're going to hear something around then. So it's going to be good because, you know, you'll get to pick a job that you like and you'll like the financial stability with it. You'll like, you know, feeling grounded.
Right.
Do you see, grounded? You just don't know how I would say hallelujah because my life has been in uproar for a long time.
It's been driving you crazy.
It's going to stabilize. It's going to stabilize and get better. But, yeah, I feel you really grounded and rooted in. You know, once you get this, you're going to feel so much better.
Do you see anything around the building, the people, anything where I can maybe go, okay, maybe that's that job that the one I'm talking about, or maybe the one that I just phone screened with, you know what I mean? Just anything where I can start scanning my brain.
No, honey, I think you just need to go with the flow of it. Take
okay.
the stress
I'm
gonna off,
say,
walk
I'm
in yourself,
say it's
and
the
just
feeling
go
that you
it.
Get. Yeah, it's the feeling that you get. You know when you walk in there, whether that's it or not.
Okay. I do sometimes do get that. I've just second-guessed myself sometimes because I've had the feeling before and I haven't got the
offer,
but I know what you're talking about. It's like I get that feeling, but you know how you start second-guessing yourself because there's like I had this feeling once before and they did not hire me. So I'll just have to trust my instincts, which is hard. But
trust your gut. Yeah, and yourself, because you'll know when you walk in there and don't just put it off to the side like, oh, that's just me. You just know that's it when you walk in there.
Okay, and that truly makes sense because I used to be that person, but I'm second-guessing myself so that I've always been about you know it or you don't, and your gut tells you or doesn't tell you. I'm that type of. I hate to say it, and I use it loosely, psychic abilities. It's just I usually know or don't know. There's no in-between with me.
But, you know, the thing is you're going to be really grounded by the new year, and you're going to be more solid in that. So hold on to that, too.
Okay, done. I'll just assume that then I'll be able to get a mortgage payment by the end of the month.
You will be. You will. You've got this.
Thank you, guys.
You're
I appreciate
welcome.
It.
Thank you. Blessings. Okay, we have a chat from Dove for Peace. She says, hi, Ace, and I have stepped back from someone that I've been interested in for some time. It's been clear and balanced for me. It's a good thing. How does he see me now that I've moved back? Thank you.
I think he's still trying to figure out that you moved back. He knows something's different. He just doesn't know what. You know, so what you want to do with that, Dove, is you just want to sit back, let him catch a clue. Because he's a little slow, honey. You know he is.
He's not that fast-paced. He doesn't get it yet. It kind of hit him between the eyes really fast. But he's going to catch up. And, yeah, I agree. Just sit back and relax and you know, kind of watch it like it's a movie. You know, just watch it like you're hanging out waiting for him to get it.
Right. You got things to take care of, you know, how with your work area, career area, your money area. So it's a good thing you stepped back.
Yeah, and she said yes, he does, and true. So that makes total sense.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Dove. Our next caller is area code 617. You're on the line with Amanda and Asen. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. How can we help you?
I didn't have a question, but I guess I could ask one.
I'm sorry.
Okay, wasn't sure if you had one. If you've got one, go for it.
Let's see. I guess I could have a relationship question. My marriage right now is not working out, so wanted to see what you saw.
Okay. It ain't working out. It ain't working at all, honey. I feel like.
Yeah, it doesn't work at all. Every solution you try, it's not the right puzzle piece.
Well,
exactly.
Here's the thing. It's not your fault. It's not like you're not the one doing it. It's the other party's
you're
fault. Because it is like they're being a stone on their own nose. So what
he's
I would
not moving
suggest
at all.
Doing
he's like on page one.
Well, he's not even on page one. He's on the forward, okay?
He's
so
on
it's
zero.
Not suggesting you leave it alone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, leave him alone. Stop torturing yourself going, well, how do I fix that? I'll fix it. It's not something you can fix.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's something you sit back and go, do I want to stay here or do and wait for him for about 8 months to figure out that, you know, I don't give a damn if he comes home? Or do I want to pack up and move to Honolulu on his ticket?
Yeah,
exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah, it's you. He said on one, it's more like zero.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
forward.
He's not moving, but I feel like you've got a college degree and he's in kindergarten.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I feel. You're just so highly more attuned than what he is and everything you've done. You can't do anymore. So, you know, don't bang your head up against the wall.
Okay.
It'll give you a headache.
I've been living with a headache.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. All right, great. Thank you guys so much.
You're welcome, darling.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Blessings. All right. Hit one on your keypad if you want to ask us a question. We're taking questions and calls. Our next caller is area code 305. You're on the line with Amanda and Asen. How are you?
I'm fine, Amanda. This is Deanna. Hi, Asen.
Hi.
How about the moon this week?
Oh, she's gorgeous. You know, if you got any wishes or things you need to be working on,
beautiful.
You better be getting her up.
It was... It would wake me up in the middle of the night, and there it was. It was huge.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, question. Along my line of work, do you see any exciting assignments coming up?
Not really, honey. I think that, you know, you're kind of like me. You've seen it all, you've dealt with it all, you've done it all, and it's like there ain't nothing new underneath the sun. You know, the only thing new about it is the day.
Okay. I was hoping for some conference work that would be along a different line other than the law.
You're right. I don't feel so. I feel like it's the same thing, honey.
Not yet. You know, it's funny you were mentioning the word hiatus. And it's funny because it's when you say bye, so it would be like a bi-atus instead of a hiatus. It's when we don't see you.
Yeah.
These word things are always buzzing in my mind for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering if there was something different coming up where I could be more creative with the words rather than very rigid and exact.
Right. I feel like that you could do some creativeness, but honey, by the time you get done with the basics, you're tired.
Yeah, that's true. You are worn out.
How's my health shaping up in that case?
I think it's getting better. You just got to get a little bit more focused.
Will it take me through a month or two to get better?
I don't think it does. I think maybe it's 4 weeks. Three, four weeks.
Okay.
Yeah,
that sounds about right. Because you're working on meditation and healing. Yeah, by the new year.
Yeah.
Yeah. And music, stretching with the music. I think music is a wonderful medication, a vibration medication.
Oh, very much so. Very, very much so.
Yeah, I think it works. Well, thank you very much, and I wish you, if I don't speak to you again, a happy end of the year season and Christmas, New Year, and lots of toasts, many toasts.
Well, thank you, darling. You have a wonderful
thank
evening.
Thank you.
Thank
blessings
you.
Blessings to you.
God bless.
Blessings.
Okay, we have a question from 857. It's a text question, and they want to know, my boss is acting nasty again, passive, aggressive. I'm getting tired of it. The negative emails, everything, I'm on the phone. What's your advice there?
It has nothing to do with you. Pour salt in his coffee. That's about the only thing you can do with him, honey.
Yep, I agree. It has nothing to do with them. It has everything to do with the boss and the attitude. The boss is tired, kind of grumpy, and it's all them.
Right. It's all them. It has nothing to do with you. Don't take it personal. Just let it be what it is and sit back. And, you know, let it be.
Yeah.
Okay? Because it'll pass. They're just being cranky because they're having other problems elsewhere.
All right. Our next caller is area code 917. You're on the line with Amanda and Nathan. How are you? Hello, 917.
Okay,
I guess they're not a caller. Yep.
Right.
All right, Aston, that was our last person, so I want to thank you for coming on my show and being a guest, and we'll do it again real soon. It was fun.
Look forward to seeing you again soon, honey, darling. You have a great evening.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening to WGGM Radio. I was your host, Amanda Dowell. We'll be on again next Monday, 11 a.m. Central. Check out Bethany, C-A-U-D-I-L-L, for the music you heard today. That's .com, BethanyCaudell.com, Amanda Dowell, psychic-healer.com, or StarWaya@hotmail.com is the email. You can check out AesonKnight.com, AesonKnight.com, or 304-584-3592. You can find me on Facebook, Amanda Dowell with one L, and 301-748-1090 to set up an appointment. We'll see you next Monday at 11 a.m., everybody. Have a good day.
Oh, night, oh, home.
joyful chorus raising that all within us praise His holy name. Christ is the Lord. Oh, praise His name forever. His power. I can see clearly now the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Here is the rainbow I've been praying for. It's gonna be a bright sunshiny day. Gonna be a bright sunshiny day. Oh, bright sunshiny day. Yeah, gonna be a bright sunshiny day. Bright sunshiny day. Just check those old records off the shelf. I didn't listen to them by myself. Today's music ain't got the same soul. I like that whole time of rock and roll. Don't try and take me to a disco. You'll never even get me out on the floor. 10 minutes, I'll be late for the drop. You like that whole time. Gets a good job in the city, working for the man every night and day. And I never lost 1 minute of sleeping, worried about the way things might have been. It still keep on turning, primary keep on burning. Rolling, rolling, rolling on the river. Seemed a lot of pledge in Memphis, punched a lot of pain down in New Orleans, but I never saw the good side of the city till I used to ride on a riverboat queen. It will keep on turning, proud Mary, keep on burning. Rolling, rolling, rolling on. Gonna find some people who live. You don't have to worry.